Blog Talk Radio.
What was your question?
Yes, y'all.
When did I fall in love with hip hop? Okay.
Yes, y'all.
Check it. And one, two.
Made you exist. I see the beauty in your jeans by the way that they fit. So what you say, can I trade you for your digits?
about you, I can play you if you with it. Guarantee you won't regret it. This is my stop. And by the way,
my name's Hip Hop.
I used to love them. Yeah, I used to love them. I used to love them. Yeah, I used to love them. I used to love them. But he's still the most best man. The way we danced made my feelings evolve. Cause with his hands he was killing me softly. Then he got on stage in front of all the screens and told them all a story about the girl of his dreams. How her legs fit his jeans like the world's in between. Met her on the way to Brooklyn, but he called her his queen. And on the real he had an ill flow, swag that could kill shows. Something about the way he spoke made me feel whole, made me feel so damn it was attracting. Had him screaming hip hop, everybody clapping. Presence was a gift, must be why they call it rapping. Told him he would make it big, he said he never thought it happened. Back then I seen him going platinum like his chain was. A future where everybody knew what his name was. We fell in love and said nothing would ever change us. Even though people told us that's what the game does. Even Pop said, baby don't get used to him. He just wanna zoom a zoom zoom in your boom boom. He'll hit the moon soon, watch what it'll do to him. What he's saying now, watch him pick a new tune. Still I stayed true to him, told him that he's not. Cause all I ever cared about was hip hop. I used to love him. Yeah, I used to love him. I used to love him. Yeah, I used to love him. I used to love him. Yeah. Yes, yes. I used to love him cause we had a lot in common. Back when all he had was a speaker box and rhyming. I was proud to see him shine, getting treated like a star. But it seemed the more he rose, more I seen him from afar. Labels told him he'll be next to Buzz if he made songs about sex and drugs. I told him, never mind that, speak from your heart. Why gain the world and lose your soul just to creep up the charts? But he never answered me, just told me that he loved me and how I was the world. He never put nothing above me. Now all he rap about is fucking bitches getting money. Every week a different song, every pick a different honey. I don't think this shit is funny. That ain't cool. You got me looking like a dummy. Tell me that ain't true. Am I a fool or the only one that ain't fool? What happened to the real hip hop? That ain't you. Damn. Should've listened when they told me I was wrong for you. But you showed me what art is and I was drawn to you. We used to be so in tune. I wrote the song for you. Cause every once in a while I still mourn for you. Rip to hip hop.
To the beat, y'all. It don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all. Don't stop, mainframe, yo, they gotta be the sure shot. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. It's to the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. The 1-2 consensus is gonna drop. Ha ha, ha ha, ha ha.
These streets of these drugs, which one's worse? Well, damn, shit is a cold world. Could only prep a nigga right for a warm hearse. I know so many niggas trying to cast through, cause this buzz big and this hat blue. So many ants in this capsule, at the point where I'm feeling like I have to. Well, ever feel you wanna get away? Man, I hate when that happen and shit. Cause you feel the same way when you back from the trip, but fucking with the same vice, you're getting back with the bitch. Dark room thoughts, weed, demons, breath, nothing but sweat. Thinking like French kiss in the fifth, right, right. Or maybe Russian roulette. Four thoughts, brain tore apart. Couple blunts, but I swear I bought more to spark. It'd be a long night. Think I should've took a left, made the wrong right. And still trying to right wrongs. Should these troubles seem lifelong? Survivor tried to and paint pictures, aliens Picasso. Grandma pray, and I don't, but I'm here so it's working, shit it gotta be. I got something I give so much to, still wanna take a lot of me. Shit we don't dare to ask, or shit we don't care to ask. If I close my eyes and let it go, I probably won't hear the blast.
Like a loaded gun.
Bang.
What am I here for? Sometime a nigga feel dead, thinking what do I care for? Just a fucked up pill head, nothing left, can't share more. Just know a nigga tried, Lord, but an old addict's old habits give another meaning to the term vice lord, and I still ain't spoke to my pop. We should've handled this much sooner. Don't agree with me, just be with me. After all, I'm still your junior. Look, got you trying to make me choose. They don't get this shit cut close. If I could ever tell them the truth, I might say I'm in love with both. And that can't be the answer, nah. Gotta go see grandpa. I'm up here fighting with broad. He damn self fighting with cancer. And I can't make that same mistake that I made years ago with grandma. Gotta put my career on hold and go see him while I still got the chance to. Same vibe, what I can't do. This pain's substantial. And a millionaire couldn't come and solve it. Nah, this debt ain't financial. Nah, more like a loaded gun. And these thoughts keep stalking. I'm caught in between a war of words. What's worse, I'm the only one talking.
Feels like a loaded gun.
Bang.
Clapping. I mean, honestly, why are y'all clapping? Because I'm kind of pissed off right now. I'm going to tell y'all why. Because y'all know I always keep it real with y'all. You know how I always say you can't deal with niggas? I got more to put on that. You can't deal with niggas with Sprint phones. Yes, fuck Sprint. You can't deal with niggas with Sprint phones. Because Sprint don't know how to let people be them and let people be on time for shit because they just be fucking with them and have no bars, no service or nothing. So, yeah, I have no clue where Flame is. So right now I'm going to have to rock the show by myself. Shut up. Shut up. It's not going to be that bad. It's really not. I have a lot to talk about. Shut up. Shit. Y'all already. Anyway, we just went to the PG event and everything was popping. It was crazy. It was a lot of great battles and everything. So we definitely going to discuss that tonight. We're going to bring y'all that music that y'all love to hear and shit, and the music that y'all don't know about, because that's what we do. We're next to blow. So therefore, we going to bring y'all the people that are next to blow. You know what I mean? Y'all know how I do it. First song was Mr. Supposed To by my nigga Det the General and everything. Second song was To Hip Hop by my homegirl Bonnie Godiva. And the third song was Loaded Gun by Sue Surf featuring Joe Button and everything. Shout out to all of them and everything. We doing it out here. Let's go. And everything. So, I don't know. I think I need to. It's been a track that I've been playing all week. Why I've been playing it, I have no clue. Because it's not a new track. It just popped in my head. and everything the other day, and I'm like, yo, I cannot get it out of my head. So it's one of those classics, too. It's the 4-2-3-2-1. Y'all remember that, John? Who was on there? LL, Redman, Method Man, DMX, Cannabis. You know what I mean? We gonna spin that. I'm gonna do a little mix and everything, then come back with y'all with the headlines. Hopefully, Flame will be here by then. Keep y'all fingers crossed. Y'all know what it is. You rocking with the show. Next to Blow. Right now.
Hey, yo, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Blaze the hot.
Zach, it sound like Kevin. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. My mom, my cow, come and get some. Play in my position. Hot next on this one. For all the sick ones, affliction. Poison and dark sickness. Best believe, finger itching with two broke legs. Now I'm tripping on MC's cliche. Shot that ricochet, start trouble, bust bubbles. Hip the wicked ways, gotta love me. G.O.D. no one above me. Look good, but fuck ugly. Tap your jaw from my punch, fuck the sun and you. Got you shitting in your last hubby. Running who? Running fucking who? Punk, get a speed bump coming through. A single shot, make your meat love respect. Uh-huh. Woo.
Yeah. Hey, yo, I put it on a nigga. Shit it on a nigga. Turn a Christian to a certified sinner. The bomb I released, time finna
explode.
When you got sent up, I was hitting your ex-ho. Shit, I kept low, petrol your metro. Politics, keep the chicken heads gobbling. Shit, I'm driving in, come with full collagen. Terrorize the city from the split committee. Kick ass to both siblings, turn shitty. Gritty, smack the driver head in the gypsy. When I approach, rappers be taking notes. I drop like I should've invented the raincoat. Absolute, I love the burn to the roots. I keep coming to you, pour sperm from your boots. Vigilante, hardcore to the penis. Tell you, fuck you, my attitude is anemic.
I'm the illest nigga alive, watch me prove it. I snatch your crown with your head still attached to it. Cannabis is the type of spiteful mic. Beating niggas to death and beating dead niggas to life. When you look at me long enough, I start to read your thoughts if the signal was strong enough. And then I call your bluff like, yo, how many rhymes you got? I could go on for more millennia. The monsters got on the car lot, and there's nowhere to run to. When I confront your nigga, I call your bluff like you had a phone number. Who wanna see cannabis you wow? Who wanna act flying, get shot down with a surface to air missile? I take them on and on, shape, size, and form to spit on. Anybody who ain't close enough to shit on. 0 to 60, I'm already doing 100 when I'm blunted, and I give it to any nigga that wants.
Stay off the dark, cause if I catch you when the sun is down, run it, clown, come up off it. I'm gon' gun it down, run it down. Wherever it's gon' go, it's gon' be that. See that? That shit'll finish you, dog. Believe that. Where we at? Do you value your life as much as your possessions? Don't be a stupid nigga. Learn a lesson. I'm gon' get you either way, and it's better to live. Let me get what's in your sock, cause it's better to give, to receive. Believe what I say when I tell you. Don't make me put you somewhere where nobody can smell you. And when the lights is out, they don't come back on. This ain't a flick, you ain't gon' come back on. Break that straw, do it strong. Put your ass for it, baby. Use a big nigga, ski mask for it, baby. So I can hit you up on front seat. To get something sweet, one heat, one deep, leave behind.
One, hey, yo, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Blaze the hot trizak.
Shine like heaven.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come on, Mr. Smith, come get some.
My young sons fantasize of borrowing flows. Tell little shorty with the big mouth, the bank is closed. The symbol on my arm is off limits to challenges. You hold the rusty swords, I swing the Excalibur. How dare you step up in my dimension? Your little ass should be somewhere crying on detention. Watch your mouth, better yet, hold your tongue. I'ma do this shit for free this time, this one's for fun. Blow you to pieces, leave you covered in feces with one thesis.
LL Cool J is hot.
Every little boy wanna pick up the mic and try to run with the big boys and live up to the real hype. But that's like picking up a ball playing with Mike. Swinging in Ken Griffey or challenging Roy to a fight. Stapping, your amateur MCs. Don't you know I'm like the dream team touring overseas? For rappers in my circle, I'm a deadly disease. Ringmaster, bringing a tiger cub to his knees. In the history of rap, they've never seen such prominence. Your naive confidence gets crushed by my dominance. Now let's get back to this mic on my arm. If it ever left my side, it transform into a time bomb. You don't want to bar that, you want to idolize. And you don't want to make me mad, nigga, you want to socialize. And I'm daring every MC in the game to play itself out position and mention my name. I make a rhyme for every syllable in your name. Go platinum for every time your grimy ass was on the train. Watch your mouth, don't ever step out of line. LL Cool J, nigga, greatest of all time.
One thing of niggas ain't gangsters. Little ass boys, I hit you with this finger. Better go turn down all that noise. You and your click ain't bulletproof, bitch. None of you punks throw hands like Joy. But a nigga wanna act up, rev up, flex up once he go sniff that void. I done told you, boy. Quit that whooping, quit that whooping. You don't really wanna see a nigga come put that click back to you. Look, I'm a firm man, so I'ma give you a first chance to know what you really dealing with. I don't think you know it. I'ma break it down so you understand. Boy, your block full of busters. I got a block full of goons. My niggas hop out and start busting. Y'all wanna be calm and be cool. Fuck that, let's ride on these niggas. Send a bunch of hot rounds at these fools. Choppers go block out of block out. That shit you pop just go pew. I'm a page tail rapper, two-stepper, who fresher. Hit the club with two weapons, two heifers, coop necker. Acting all rowdy, look, I doubt that, boy. You niggas ain't about that, boy, so stop playing with me. One thing about it, them niggas hoes, they ain't about it. One thing about it, them niggas hoes, they ain't about it. One thing about it, them niggas hoes, they ain't about it. Complain about it, it ain't around it, shame on them. One thing about it, them niggas hoes, they ain't about it. One thing about it, them niggas hoes, they ain't about it. One thing about it, them niggas hoes, they ain't about it. Complain about it, it ain't around it, shame on them. One thing, one thing, one thing.
One thing about it, them niggas hoes, they ain't about it. Screaming, shouting, the gangsta shit, I'ma bring them out. My team gets rowdy, that banger bitch, I ain't seen without it. Catch you in your beam, a red beam, you and snatch it clean about it. You see the necklace, VVS's, I'm blazing plow. And Kimmy Lexus, hop on the private jet, go see the island. Say, Louis Lucifer for losers and brought the demons out. And make the straight chick eat, click, and suck the semen out. And you rolling deep in your people's crowded, your people's doubted. My people's shouted, you people. People's eating, my people's showering. These people niggas want peace and I want a piece of violence. Big potato up on the piece.
One thing about it, them niggas hoes, they ain't about it. One thing about it, them niggas hoes, they ain't about it. One thing about it, them niggas hoes, they ain't about it. Complain about it, it ain't around it, shame on them. One thing about it, them niggas hoes, they ain't.
Free me,
free all my niggas,
hot.
We all of my niggas. What? I ain't doing it for me, I'm doing it for we. All of my niggas.
Every hood we got, yeah, they mess with me. They mess with me. Mix this all up, they got the rest. Come out. Murder that nigga to the death of me.
Homie, ask about it. I got killers down in Tango, they gon' talk about it. 6'4", 290, nigga, try lotto. P90, Mac 90, crack is avocado. Live by, die by it, real nigga motto. And real recognize, real tomato, tomato. I swear that boy won't hear a peep, potato revolver. Catch that nigga in the coop and make tomato soup.
I put on for my city, you can ask about me. Rolling through the hood, fully loaded with a key. Keep two bad bitches inside of me. Money on bloods, that's M.O.B. $500 bills on my 5-size G. Ride for my squad till I D.I.E. I'm the man of my city, running streets, no cliche. Checkmate, K-I-N-G, me please. Check the app set, you know we a fucking problem. Keeping these bitches below the belt, that's not a fucking problem. I go hard, murder app rapper. Think they fucking with the app, but it's vice versa.
All of my niggas, R.I.P. to all of my niggas. My niggas, I ain't doing it for me, I'm doing it for we. All of my niggas, cause I rep my fucking city. Rep my fucking city, rep my fucking city. Murder app is riding with me. I go downtown and around town. Northeast to deliver, south side and outside. I don't cross that river cause I rep my fucking city.
My city, I say north side everywhere I go. No matter what the fuck I'm at, it's murder ass till the day I go. To my blood niggas, 5-star to the mode. Big up to my whole fam, you know it's 7-4. When that rag drop like a rag top, that mag pop like soda. At your front door with that 4-4, you disrespecting, it's over. That barrel on giraffe neck, we make moves controller. What shell hit your soul, you got rag cut Crayola.
Hey, deal
one for the app. I mean this one for the chat. Grinding every day and know exactly where it's at. Fact. Nigga don't want no drama later. Nigga on his back. Fact. Plymouth Penn and Broadway. Yes, sir, I'm the trap. Yeah. 38, I'm on 38. Black Chuck, my 38. Kill a nigga, first 48. No shells mean no cash. 612, I did it. This one for my setter. They want me for my cheesecake. I think I'm big, did it.
Free all of my niggas. R.I.P. to all of my niggas. I ain't doing it for me. I'm doing it for we all of my niggas. Cause I rip my fucking city. Rip my fucking city. Rip my fucking city. Murder Avenue.
Turned up, you hog tied. PBS and four life, you ain't bout that, them boys ride. One time for them killers. Two times for my niggas. Rest in peace for all of my niggas. I pop two for all of my hitters. Bitch, we got that fatty. Walked up with that paper. Tell the law, they kiss my ass. My lawyer owes me plenty favors. Free Mo, James, and Rico. Free Flocko, my chico. I love revving my city. TC stitched all in my fitty.
Don't just get with it or get lost. Or get found in the local park. TC, we next up. I'm working on it like an employee. Same niggas they call hitters are the same niggas we looking for. Yeah. Got real niggas doing real shit. Yeah. I put money on them like a gift card. So yes, I rep my city. Murder Abilene's my whole clique. Rep both sides and ambidextrous. Yeah. I go to St. Paul and get home sick. You do whatever you want to. That's three niggas here with that four fifth. They ain't heard about the murder app. They gonna learn the day like a long kid.
All of my niggas. R.I.P. to all of my niggas. My niggas. I ain't doing it for me. I'm doing it for we. All of my niggas. Cause I rep my fucking city. Rep my fucking city. City murder after the riding with me. I go downtown and around town. Northeast to deliver. South side and north side. I don't cross that river cause I rip my fucking city.
Now that was a motherfucking remix. You are tuned in to my mixtape. Born Alone, Die United, the collaboration mixtape. I shout out everybody on this motherfucker. This is your boy, Rello Jackson, a.k.a. Mr. What Up. Holding it down for OBF to the death. Loving my city, Twin Cities as a whole, St. Paul, Minneapolis. Stand the fuck up. Holla at your boy. Like, what up? Ha!
Yeah. Y'all know what the fuck it is. That was a big-ass mix. I'm trying to remember all the songs. But, yeah. Hold on. First it was LL, that the classic LL Cool J and there, LL Cool J 4321 and everything. That's a fucking classic. If you don't know it, if y'all don't know that song, well, fuck it, y'all don't know hip hop. Second up was one thing about it, A Verb and Young L, and then the third was Mr. Rello Jackson with Rep My City Remix. I can't, don't even try to give me the name everybody on there because, trust me, I can't remember, right? And that's some real shit. So, yeah. But we're going to get it. Oh, snap. Shit. Hey, we got a caller. And actually, that just brings me into what I was talking about, the PG event that we just came from in Millsboro, Delaware. That shit was crazy, and we got one of the battlers and everything. I believe he won his battle and everything. So we definitely got him in the building. Shout out to him, and I'm gonna let him introduce himself. Go ahead, caller from the 972. 8294
What it do? It's your boy. No fast music. No S's. No C's. What's cracking like you, man?
How is you, dope? I thought you were somebody else, but yeah.
Oh, you ain't shit. Oh, it's just you, dope. You know what I'm saying?
Listen. You and your 7,000 fucking numbers and shit.
Nah, I mean, what's new?
I get them mixed up. You know what I mean? Fucking numbers.
What's What's up, Crush? Man, what's happening?
Man, shit, you know how I am. I'm just so... Oh, shit! I'm so pissed off that Flame ain't here, I didn't even do my fucking intro. Hold on for a second. Now, I gotta do my intro because I almost forgot because I was pissed off with Flame and his Sprint phone having ass. Let me do my shit. Y'all know who it is. It's the Cold War Chiller, Shadowy Gorilla, Chris Scatter. You can see me with the baddest chick. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Mr. In the Groove, so fucking smooth. Be aware I'm the most hated nigga in Delaware because I'm rocking with the show. It's next to Blow. There you go. Okay. Now, that's out of the way. I knew something fell off. Don't judge me, dope. Do not judge me.
The struggle. It's the struggle.
The struggle is real, my nigga. The struggle is definitely real.
The struggle is so real. Hey, right, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm just calling in to support you, my bro. You know what I'm saying? And I guess since I'm calling in on the line, let me go ahead, you know what I'm saying, request one of them slappers, you know what I'm saying, that let's you know, some of that Welcome to the Bay.
Mm-hmm. I got you. I got that. I'm going to get that looted up on the next music break because I'm play a lot of music fucking today because... yeah, y'all, you know the fans are scared when I host this damn show by myself. So I'm playing a lot of music today. Let's just be real. A lot of music. But don't judge me.
Do not judge me.
My mama don't even judge me, so y'all can't.
You know what I mean? Shout out to my man, Craig.
Like that.
You know what I'm saying? Shadowy in the building.
Mm-hmm. Team Dyslexia. Don't judge me. Team Dyslexia. But yeah. Thank you, Dope, and everything. Please stay on the line and everything. And we're going to get that spinning after I take this next caller. Because, yeah, live music today.
No doubt.
All right. Yeah, that was my nigga from the Bay. So bad music. Y'all already know. That's tagline click in the building. Y'all already know. But this is the right. This is the person I was talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present to y'all Dallas Cash.
Hey, yo, it's Dallas C-A-S to the eighth letter, and every day you hate it just makes the day better. Shout out to the show, the next to Blow, Shadow E. Crush, what up?
How you doing today?
Pretty good. Niggas don't even get that in sitcoms when it's a star cast member return, so thank you for the studio applause.
No doubt. That's how we treat our guests in this bitch. Well, don't get that fucking treatment because he pisses me the fuck off. He really does.
Oh,
because he got 112 numbers and don't even tell people that he's calling in, so niggas is just confused. So,
if you wouldn't have tagged me, I would have been like, oh, shit. You know, I forgot I got to call in and shit. So thank God for tagging me. I'm sitting here playing a game, old-ass video game, and I see you tag me. I'm like, oh, shit, let me call in. You tagged me like 39 minutes ago.
Well, I just got in my damn self. Had to do some quick preparations and shit.
Nigga late for his own show. You ain't shit.
Shit real. The struggle is fucking real. But enough about me. Let's talk about you.
Let's go.
You're Battle. You just came off a PG. I believe you won. That's how
it's
I say
not
it. I believe you won.
The battle wasn't debatable. No, wasn't nobody that said he won. Not even he said he won. So, that nigga, I, after I battled that nigga, I ain't see him for the rest of the night. I was trying to do an interview with the nigga. That nigga, he was gone.
Where I look for him, too. He was not around. He was not around.
Yo, dude, where did he go? Like, because I know he ain't going to cry the door.
I was like, that was how I first was going to do the interviews. I was going to, like, put everybody together with who they battled. But, yeah, some people lost bad, so they just left.
That nigga could not be fine. Yo, a nigga cannot be found. That nigga, I ain't see D-Money too much after his battle either.
Yeah,
we ain't gonna talk,
he got the worst. Yeah. Why not?
I mean, you know, I fuck with D-Money.
Listen, I'm an asshole. This is my show. I can talk about people. I think I need to stop talking about people. That's my problem. That's why nobody likes my ass.
Why? Because you're from Delaware?
No, because I talk about everybody. Yo, and we gonna stop with all this Delaware shit. I know
that's for sure. Yo, man,
remember,
I was mad as fuck.
Lower Delaware. Shout out to my fucking state. We get busy.
I'm from Ohio, so it ain't much that goes on over there either, unless it's like motherfuckers shooting up dope in a trailer or something, but that's really about it. Shit, I left early. I was mad that I left because I didn't even know Miss Hustle was going to show up. That's the thing that pissed me off. Let me tell you something. If I ever see Miss Hustle, man. Oh, man, I'm going to just tell. No, I ain't going to say nothing because this shit might be used on me in a battle. I'm going to just wait till I see her. I just got to see her ass to make sure that shit is real.
It definitely looks real. I interviewed her that night, too. But speaking of Miss Hustle and everything, and speaking of shit that you say, we also interviewed Miss Hustle's baby father, which is Tay Rock. And
wait, what?
Yeah. Hustle's baby dad is Tay Rock.
The fuck? Where the hell have I been? Wow.
Yeah, really need to be involved with shit. But
Tay Rock's my
nigga.
I'm just. Wow, Tay Rock's got taste. What happened to Miss Hustle's?
Okay, that's what I'm saying. But yeah, we interviewed him after you left and everything, and yeah, I spilled the beans that you wanted to battle him. And well, if you go to the show. So on YouTube, we have his interview already up. Basically, what he said is, set it up, he will kick your ass.
I will beat that
set
nigga clean. No pun intended.
Set it up, he will kick your ass. How you feel about that?
I killed, man, that's, I, honestly, from a humble standpoint, it's a great honor to battle somebody that I watched grow up as a kid into, like, one of the prolific battlers and probably one of the representing faces at URL. You know, if he really is down to do that shit, like, I think Tay Rock could battle anybody. Anybody he fucks with, that's on a battler, that's on the strength of being, you know, humble but still puts in the work, you know. I definitely think it would be a great look for me. I just don't know where it would go down at. I kind of don't give a shit, but, yeah, I definitely take the battle. I mean, I could write for the nigga right now. I got bars for him. I ain't been sitting there writing for the nigga, but I know some shit I could hit him with. Magic did a lot of Rock name flips, but there's a lot of shit that he left out that he ain't really used towards Tay Rock. It's shit that, it's like for every battler, it's a lot of shit that niggas have not said to certain niggas that they could easily say. And like, an example, when we was talking about Old Red, and I told y'all about that speed dollar battle where he said like the gayest fucking line in battle rap history. I ain't going to repeat it because it was already bad enough that I had to explain, you know, what the fuck he was trying to say. That shit, man, just watch the second round of Old Red versus Speed Dollar. This nigga Old Red just says some, I can't even explain this shit. That shit was.
Yeah,
shit.
It was so bad. I didn't even want to go to the battle just to hear it. It was just like, I was like, I just took your word for it. I'm just taking your word for it.
My thing is, how do you look a nigga in the face and say some shit like that? My nigga made eye contact with Speed Dollar like he really was going to do it. That shit, nah, man, I don't trust that, man. Battle rappers be acting too fucking gay, man. Now, if you going to say something gay, try to cover it. Don't be all the way fucking gay about it. That's just some, I don't know. He just didn't want to. I guess he didn't want to cover. He just wanted to know. He wanted everybody to know that he was going to do some crazy shit like that. But if you do something like that, what does it prove? Like, what the fuck?
I'm not about to repeat it. I don't know. I be trying, like, it be a lot of gay lines that you just like, how did you put yourself to write that? Like, honestly, how did you put yourself to actually put that on the paper and practice it?
You must have a hell of a, like, you know, people talk about X Factor, but I saw a battle where a nigga battled a female and he said he was going to fuck her dad. Like, I can understand if you say you was going to kill a nigga, but to say you going to fuck another nigga is on some next level shit. I'm more afraid of you trying to fuck a nigga than kill a nigga, because anybody can kill a nigga. But you got to be on some other shit to try to fuck another nigga. Like, you really have no regard for any fucking man in the world to just want to try to... Come on, man. That shit is just not... That shit's crazy. That shit nutty. No pun intended. Like, you got to be on some next level.
That definitely is some...
I see there's levels to this
that's
shit.
Ain't
no level
that's
to that
definitely
shit.
Some, I don't know. But I'm going to... You know what? I know exactly who need to chime in on this. My nigga Riley Freeman.
Nigga, you gay.
That's the easiest way to say it. It really is. When it breaks down...
Nigga, you gay.
That shit crazy, yo.
When you go into a battle saying you will fuck another nigga's... A nigga's dad...
Nigga, you gay.
Simple as that. When you call another nigga handsome...
Nigga, you gay.
When I saw Grind Time... Here, you can hit the button as soon as I say this. When I was watching Grind Time, I think it was Jim Dutch versus Childs or Friday the 13th versus Childs. This nigga said, yo, this nigga trying to come at me with them thick thighs. Like, what?
Nigga, you gay.
That shit is nutty. That shit is nutty.
I can't. Those gay rights activists is going to shut my show down. I need to stop. I really need to stop.
Yo, who else have you had on here, call in here since I've been on here? Like, this shit is lightweight fun, you know what I'm saying? Who else has called
in?
Yeah,
see, this is the thing about my viewers, like, my viewers and my listeners. Like, I love you. Don't get me wrong. I'm talking to y'all right now. I love y'all to death, but y'all are so whack. And I'm going to tell y'all why. Because y'all know, y'all just sit there and listen to my whole show. Y'all don't say nothing and everything. I see y'all in the box. I see all y'all numbers. Like my numbers is crazy right now. But it's just niggas just sitting there. Like, ain't saying nothing.
Oh, well, shit.
They ain't pressing the button to go live. So, I love y'all, but y'all are whack. Y'all really
well,
are.
Shit. What I mean, let's get some niggas on here. We start having a battle rap discussion. Let's just get some niggas on here and see how this shit go.
They scared.
All right, you know what? All right, keep fucking around. I want to hear what niggas really have to say. It ain't about me because I'm barely known and shit. But you put some niggas through. See what niggas got to say, because you probably don't be saying nothing for niggas not to talk. You probably ain't even got a topic. You just be sitting there, you know, talking about.
First of all, my topic. You ain't gonna be coming on my show and trying just. You know what? I will put your ass on mute so quickly. I'm known to put niggas on mute.
I will come to your city and battle you.
And you will win. I ain't fucking with you.
I'm texting Ty Law and a lot of Zay right now. See if I can get these niggas to call in. Niggas barely be doing shit but writing. But I called this nigga Ty Law the next day after I got his number after the event. It's like 4 o'clock in the evening. This nigga said, man, I just got out of bed. I'm like, nigga, from what? Nigga, would you just wake up and rap? Go back to sleep? Like, this nigga said, I'm blasted. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, definitely. Tay Rock, definitely, he going to get his one of these days. I just going to have to pull out $5,000 to pay this nigga, because I'm pretty sure that's what he's probably asking for right now.
Hey, once the video's rendering right now, as soon as it's up and processed, I'll send it right to you so you can see it yourself.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And we,
definitely.
And we sat there chopping it up with him. He really like he's like, yeah, I'll battle. Like we took the camera, I was like, yo, would you really battle him? He's like, yeah. I was like, yeah, I'll battle him. Why not? He gave y'all respect. Like he's like, y'all is who I came up with. So basically battling y'all, that's better for him. That's how he feels. He don't really fuck with the top tier that he was telling us. He really, like, the top tier niggas ain't really impressing him. Y'all are the ones that are pushing him to do better.
Oh, shit. You know, so, I just saw this not too long ago. I got an announcement from my homegirl, Miss Gracie. I know y'all saw that Mickey Fax versus Danger Zone battle. But it looks like, oh my God. Yo, that nigga Danger Zone. Wow. But next year, March 29th, 2014, I just got the confirmation. It's going down to Chicago, Big Cannon versus Big T. Them niggas been going at it for the longest.
Yeah, they definitely. Yeah, I heard about that. Like, why? I don't think T can fuck with Cannon, honestly. I don't think he can fuck with him.
Big Cannon got the rebuttals, and I didn't know Big Cannon for a long-ass time. I remember when the nigga, he's one of the most humble battlers you'll ever meet, ever.
Like, I know.
The nigga called me the 2 weeks before his battle with Mo Dirty and went over his rounds with me. Like, and I was like, still trying to make noise for myself. But go ahead, I'm listening, bro.
Kenny is definitely one of my favorite. Like, he's definitely one of my favorites. And I fuck with Big T. Like, I really do. But I don't think he's ready for. I really don't think T ready for Cannon. His last two performances were not that good. Let's be real. His last two performances was not that good.
Wow. You hurting this nigga, man. Hurting him.
I fuck with Big T, but hey, it is what it is. Like, that's how I feel. I mean, that's how I feel. I don't think his last two performances were good. Like, they were, like, I believe he can do better. And if he don't do better, Cannon's going to kill him. Plain and simple.
Yeah. Exactly.
I speak my mind. I don't bite my tongue. Like, that's how I feel. I mean, people might beg to differ with me, but that's what all battle is about, really. Let's debate. I mean, fuck it. Let's debate it. I mean, y'all think otherwise, let me know. Other than that, this is my opinion. You want to try to prove me wrong? Go ahead. I'm up for it. But, yeah, let me get into some music and everything, because I'll talk about battle rap this whole fucking show. So, I'm going to get into a quick music break and everything, and we'll be back if Dallas stays and everything, and we're going to get into dope-ass music requests and everything. I'm going to play some of my shit, because I really don't play my shit that much on the show and everything, so fuck it. I'm going to play my shit. Y'all know what it is. Y'all rocking with the show. It's Next to Blow. Leg out.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your DJ.
Hey, yo, what's up, world? It's your boy Smooth, a.k.a. The Voice of the Underground. I want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy the sounds of the California Mixtape. It's Coast to Coast Mixtapes, baby. Let's go.
Ripping the ones and twos with the hottest new joints. Coast to Coast Mixtape DJs.
What it do? BMG. Yay! Dope ass music in the building.
I come on the scene so fresh and clean in a box top shift. Teddy Apple Green, starting to peel out the driver's seat. Bay boys in the house, BMG, dope. That's who I be. Keep the bay on my chest like Ebody. Keep a G-body and extend the clip. Girls get sprung when I extend the Let me get it, watch me rip it. Food line, I want a meal ticket. Come for a visit, the show is exquisite. From the town to the rich, we swing them shits. Steady mobbing, keep the speakers vibing. Keep mask on like Batman and Robin. Always robbing, girls always vibing. Old school smobbing, ducking and stroking. Sideshow Oakland. It's what we do. Why yelling out, nigga, what it do? We act a fool, it's an attitude. You feel it when you hear this groove. Welcome to the bay where we swing and bang. Hit blocks on stock, chrome or go thanks. Get that money up, gotta double up. Middle finger up, I don't give a what. Welcome to the bay where we swing and bang. Hit blocks on stock, chrome or go thanks. Get that money up, gotta double up. Middle finger up, I don't give a what. I'm all beyond ripped. I get good on the neck if we beefing. I'm feeling a little froggy. Let bullets through the leaf and we all welcome to the bay. We split wings to dig. Bring that push it this way. Please, my niggas pack military artillery. You better fall back in the shade. You don't want to feel the heat. You might as well go and let it swing. I'll be throwing up the knots. I'm doing the damn thing. I know you smell the rubber. I know you see the smoke. Sort of like the pussy out the real nigga pose. We upgraded from Buick to Sabres to Benzes and Lax. We making that paper, but we still ride them like the scraper. Finger fucking the streets, keep the middle for you haters. Welcome to the play where we swing and bang. Hit blocks on stock, chrome or go dang. Get that money up, gotta double up. Middle finger up, I don't give a what. Welcome to the bay where we swing and bang. Hit blocks on stock, chrome or go things. Get that money up, gotta double up. Middle finger up, I don't give a what.
Welcome to the play. I'm gonna be your bitch ass miss. Shout out to Smooth. Shout out to Black. Shout out to Freddie B.
Hey, DJ, bring that back.
Bring it back.
This is a Coast to Coast DJ exclusive. On www.coasttocoastmixtapedjs.com.
I'm fresher than the bakery, pocket full of bread, cause your girl up on a cakery. Need no skills, I see you been mistaking me. I grew up with a lame like you, that bitch can never play with me. Me so real, I just honor all the fakery. Live real, die real, that's where my money's taking me. Got the niggas paying me, ready to come and lay with me. But when I tell her mama's like they don't know what to say to me. Silver dollar fresh, take your million dollar guess. Chanel, Bendy, I'm a million dollar mess. Diamonds on my wrist, 10,000 on my neck. I'm covered in bills, dollar whiskey on the check. Fit real, yeah, rap, or either get body, destroy rap bitches. Clearly it's a hobby, get nice cut high. Pop bottles of Bacardi, give a toast to being grown. And you don't fuck with Barbies, let's go. They addicted to the swag, I'm a bag full of coke. They like the way it smells, so it stay under their nose. My name stay in their mouth, I make sense, I suppose. I'm hot, I'm ice, I'm fire, I'm cold. All this money keep me warm, but my wrist is fucking cold. Let's not pretend that you really into men. You really prefer the ladies, you just got it right from him. All this frustrating in the club, trying to blame it on Ciroc. Last week, you was sober when you hit a Martin box. I'm not gay, I just like you a lot. But Jada, if I was, then you leave the three dots.
Girl, it's time for you to stop. All this wasting you been doing, knock your numbers off the clock. I know it, I'm rude, I'm blunt like me. Nigga, this is a hit, so fuck the verse three, let's go.
Join the conversation, people. Dope Ass Music, you're back.
Y'all, there was a lot of gayness in them battle bars that I was hearing. And I don't know how brothers could just allow themselves to expose themselves like that, especially in front of a group of people. Cause, and you know people are memorizing what you're saying. And, like, you can never look at the rapper the same. So it's sort of like, okay. And you're that close to my face too, bruh, there's going to be some problems. I'm just saying, you say some gay shit, and you're that close to my face. It has nothing to do with what you said about my mama, my sister, my kids. It don't, nigga, you said you gonna, you talking about my thighs or I'm handsome. Them fighting words, motherfucker. Somebody got to die after that.
Like, really?
Word, that's how it be, though. Like, you be like, Doug, did you really just say that to a grown-ass? Y'all are grown-ass men. Y'all really can say shit like that to each other? No. Violation. And cut. Stop. Stop the battle.
Man, I don't know if you heard that old red bar, but wait till you hear that old red bar. That shit just went a little too fucking far. That shit was a little too verbal. And the fucking thing is that bar is stuck in my head. Every time I mention old red, that bar is, like, permanently stamped in my head. I cannot get that bar the fuck out of my brain.
Exactly, like, what battle was it? So, in case I just want to go through battles and everything, I do not go to it.
It was O-Red versus Speed Dollar, his second round. It's like, they have two videos. It's part two. Somewhere in part two, he says, I'm on all kind of shit. I'm the kind to cut off.
Why would you repeat it?
No, I got to say it. I got to get it out. I just got to get it out because I'm going to feel wrong. I'm letting the fans know what they're going to hear before they hear it so it doesn't catch them off guard. Nigga don't spill his coffee on himself. Nigga ain't chopping some vegetables. He hear that and cut his fucking hand off after hearing that bar. Nigga said, I'm the type to cut off Osama dick, palm the dick, and fuck Obama's bitch to the condom rip. First off, why are you cutting off another nigga's dick? Then you have to physically look at it, pick it up, and you literally have the time while it's in your hand to put on a condom and use it on another female. What the fuck does that, what is that about? I don't get it. Like, I ain't from Jersey. I don't know if that's what they do up there, but I'm totally sure they don't do that kind of shit up there.
Wow.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, my co-host finally decided to show the fuck up.
Yo, I was going real good time. My bad. I had borrowed Snack's watch. So, you know, I thought I was going to find this shit.
I mean, that nigga he would have showed up an hour later. That nigga showed up an hour later. Showed up an hour later.
We on real nigga time. RNT.
That's right. And on the Smack flyer for the PG event, it said, battle start. The event starts at 12 p.m. That's noontime. The fucking event didn't start until like 6 o'clock, 5:30. Like, for, like, 3 hours, we were out there just waiting for cars to get there.
Motherfuckers was out there making friends and shit.
Is that Dallas?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's,
yep.
You know it's me.
What's good, my nigga? It's Flame, man. I was one of the dudes out there chopping it up with you and shit, taking the interview and shit.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I already knew, Mike. Like I said, I was close. You know what I'm saying? We chopped it up at the battle. Watched a couple niggas get bodied and shit.
No doubt, man. No doubt.
Niggas was out there so long, they was making friends and shit.
Yeah,
I know, right? We was out there waiting for these motherfuckers to open up the doors. Niggas done had bonding moments and shit.
Them niggas was cooking for like five. Them niggas ain't sell me not one hot dog. But them niggas was cooking. Like, niggas was out there cooking
for
like.
You was talking about them the whole time. You was talking about them motherfuckers the whole time. They probably heard you.
That's why they ain't offering me a hot dog.
That's because Norbs is back there fucking it up.
How that nigga Norbs be losing weight, but he have a nigga show up and cooking? And I couldn't even get a hot dog. I was like, fuck it. I went across the street to Hardee's. Like, give me a quarter pound and double up on the fries and shit.
I thought you said when you won, you was going to Arby's.
With a girl I was with, she was like, I don't want to go to Arby's. I'm like, well, bitch, I need to go to Carl's Jr. then. She was like, I'll pay for it. I said, say no more. Take my ass right there.
That's what it is. Oh, you ain't tell her to finish up on Cheez-Its.
No, matter of fact, the funny thing is I got the box right next to me because I finished the Cheez-Its. But then she gave me some money that she owed me, and I'm like, nah, just buy me another box of Cheez-Its. And she was like, for real? I'm like, yeah, just buy me another box of Cheez-Its. Man, we ain't get home till like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Damn.
And I left at like 7:30.
That shit crazy.
I mean, you're better than me driving that distance. Yeah.
That shit nutty. Yeah, what time is this? 10:04. Yeah, I'm glad I called in here and shit, man. I'm straight about to call in Battle Rap Arena in a couple, maybe an hour or so, and just pull off my Beasley impression because I know Beasley's actually the special guest on there and shit. I told Norbs I was working on my Beasley impression, and I think I might just drop it on him, niggas.
Okay. Yo, man, I don't know if Crush told you, but we about to drop the interview we did with Tay Rock at the PGs, but we know we had to throw a little cameo of you up in there. So you might get that match.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I told him that
Tay said he'll battle him.
He says the money right, he said he'll kick your ass.
I ain't the only one that said it.
But the thing is, I'm not ill will, you know what I'm saying? My bars is gonna make, they gonna hit.
Oh, shots fired.
Oh,
yo,
no, there's no shot.
After he posted his shirt that night.
I mean, and he better not come with no light shit. I'm just saying that because if he come with some light shit, it's going to be a pretty dark hour for that nigga. I'm on it. I'm definitely on it. Just, you know, Tay Rock loses. He gotta stop wearing fucking Galaxy shirts and fucking,
He says it looks like a smack intro.
Yeah, this nigga shit looked like a fucking,
yo,
like, a smack. This nigga had a constellation on his back.
That was the funniest shit I ever heard. Yo, that
shit. White nigga, do not tell me you got the Big Dipper on the back of your shirt, my nigga. That nigga got the intro to Star Fox. When you out in space and you shooting asteroids and shit, and there's a bunch of stars in the sky. Yeah, that nigga got that. I'm like, what the fuck? Dude, like, who the fuck is making y'all shirts? Niggas gonna start wearing sunsets on the back of their shirt and shit and fucking trees. Niggas rocking crosses and nuclear explosions. Now niggas is rocking scenery. So next thing I know, I'm gonna see niggas rocking couches and chairs on their shirts and shit. Just nothing for no purpose. Just leather couches and leather seats, all that shit. That's what it really is. You know what I'm saying? We definitely doing it big. I'm trying to get my name out there.
I don't know. Don't you think they'll do that in the Bay?
Say what?
You think they'll do that in the Bay?
Do we battle out in the Bay?
No, I'm talking about wearing couches and shit on their shirts. Think they'll rock in the Bay, or y'all robbing them?
Hey, you already see what we did to 2 Chainz. I wish a motherfucker would have a couch on his shirt out here in Oakland.
Yeah, I've been out to the Bay multiple times. They don't really play that shit out there. Nigga, if you rock anything that looks shiny, it's coming off.
Fuck your couch, nigga. Fuck your couch.
I seen this one nigga get, man, this was like last year. I was out there for an event. I seen this one nigga get robbed for a pair of some old ass Bathing Apes. But the nigga had on some like Air Maxes. So you seen that nigga with some Bathing Apes? He's like, you better take that shit off your feet. And he ain't have no strap. He ain't have nothing on. He just was robbing this nigga off his reputation alone. I'm like, wow.
Hey. That's why niggas gotta have cars in California. You can't walk these streets out here. You know what I'm saying? You better know everybody in a 2-mile radius. You know what I'm saying? Or you better keep it pushing.
Or you will get your fucking head blown off. luckily I knew about a few people out there, so I wasn't pressed for it. But he was like, man, don't ever come out here alone. I'm like, shit, how the fuck? Nah, I ain't going out there ever again unless I know somebody going to pick me up from the airport.
I'm going straight to the event.
Yeah, I'm going straight. I'm gonna spend the night there. I think they ain't going to rob me in here.
Hey, I be trying to tell them, like, the people be like, well, why your music always be making motherfuckers want to kick old white ladies in the head and dunk on 10-year-old fat kids? And man, I'm like, because it's real out here, niggas. It's real.
They really do.
Y'all need some mother shit out there.
But, hey, shout out to Wilmington. Shout out to Wilmington and Dover. I've been there. You know what I'm saying? It's cold as a motherfucker out there, though, man. You saying it's cold as motherfucker out there.
Not as cold as Minnesota.
That's shit. Like, if it drops below 50 degrees, that's freezing.
Our shit is confusing over here. It's supposed to be 67 on Monday and then 45 on Tuesday. Like, this shit is fucking retarded out here.
No one of my niggas out here getting shot. Our weather is confusing. Like, it'll piss you off to the people. That's the reason why. That's right. That's the reason why our murder rate is high, because our weather is confusing. It just makes you mad. You don't know what the fuck to wear, so you already irritable because you cold 1 second, then you're hot the next day and everything. So you just want to shoot people.
Right,
it's sad, but it's real.
Fuck. My nigga was supposed to rain yesterday, and I'm about to fuck somebody up, man.
And it sound crazy, but you always deal with it. It'll piss you off. It'll definitely piss you off.
Well, shit, I mean, in Miami, they eating niggas' faces off. Y'all niggas killing niggas over the weather. Well, shit, if taxes go up on Whoppers, fat niggas going to start shooting everybody.
Very true. They probably just go to McDonald's, because shout out to the new menu items on McDonald's. Yeah, fat nigga mode, yes. The new items on the menu at McDonald's are the shit. Yes, they definitely are. That's all I have to say.
Unless you done gained some weight or something, you don't look too fat to me, aside from that one nigga that showed up with a 10XL polo on.
Who the fuck was that?
10XL? God,
yeah. 10XL polo on.
That nigga had on. Remember that one nigga? Remember that one nigga that I pointed out, I said he just showed up for the food? Like, that nigga had on.
Yeah, I remember what you're talking about.
That nigga looked like he had a curtain on. That nigga was rocking a. That nigga was rocking a curtain. I'm like, what is he doing here?
Then he pulled up in like a small ass compact car with like five other niggas.
Yeah, he hopped out that car. That car like was like, fuck it. That nigga's tires.
So big ass out of me.
His tires had a sad face. They was not happy.
Hold on, what did you say? His tires made a sad face?
Yeah, it's, you know when a bitch sends you a smiley face with a frown, it was making that face. His tires was like.
Oh, I thought you said his tires made the jazz face.
Oh, it did too. And then he stepped out of thought I heard a dope punchline. Oh yeah, Jazz was looking nice too. And everybody was pretty much didn't get to see Miss Hustle, and I'm pissed off about that shit.
He mad about that.
I wonder.
She popped up out of nowhere.
I just want to look at her ass.
She crept into the side door and shit.
I think she got there a little bit after you left. Actually.
Yeah, like she came through the side door.
Remember,
she would have came through the regular door. Y'all probably would have. Yeah, y'all would have passed each other if she would have came through the regular door.
Yeah.
It was some girl that passed me by in a car. I'm like, damn, who was that? But, you know, I ain't want to say that while I was in the car with another girl. So she was like, what? I'm like, nothing. I just thought I saw somebody I knew. But I'm like, shit. When I saw her, I'm like, damn, that was Miss Hustle. And then nigga never mind. I'm not gonna repeat what that nigga told me. So never mind. But yeah, hopefully I see her and shit. You know, I'm gonna get at her.
All right, they gonna kick your ass.
Who? Who's they?
I feel a certain kind of way about something, Crush. I feel a certain kind of way about something. I posted this on Facebook. I said, why is it these motherfuckers will leave work early? They'll miss all of work. They'll miss all of work. Go buy a brand new fit. You know what I'm saying? Drive an hour away from their house to go see some rapper that they'll never meet. They don't know, but they want to get mad when you ask them to pay 99 cents for a song that they fucking like to support you. What is up with that? I feel a kind of way about that.
Niggas is
cheap. That was random as hell, but...
It's a topic, though. It's a topic.
It is a good topic.
Niggas is dick eaters. Niggas is dick eaters. They be looking for the spotlight and shit.
Yeah, really.
People
would do that just for the photo ops. They hope by some grace of God they can be standing by that person and take a picture with them. And yeah,
it's so important.
I know I was like that. I was like that with Jazz at the event. I definitely was like
that.
You like that with
every fucking body.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, I was like that with Nails. That's Nail, though.
You know, I ain't even know who she was.
That tall, beautiful drink or something.
I ain't been watching Battle Rap Arena, so I ain't really know who she was. So I'm like, yo, who is homegirl? Like, oh, she does Battle Rap Arena. I'm like, word? All right. Because she wrote down my name, and she's like, yeah, we're going to talk about you on the next show, which I probably should be. God, my damn, you probably should have wrote my number down, too. But anyway, yeah, like, there's so many girls out here that's, like, battle rap fans. When you run into them, it's just like, oh, shit, I didn't even know you was a part of this. And shit, like, I didn't even know Couture did Queen of the Ring till I finally looked on it. Because I had met her, like, countless times. And I'm like, oh, shit, you battle rap now? Didn't even know it.
One of the most disrespectful people ever.
I fuck with Katara
because she's disrespectful. Like, that's just disrespectful. When you make a girl cry, like, in a battle, that's fucked up.
That tells me a lot about her personality, though. That tells me a lot about her. Because that means her head game got to be the meanest head game in the fucking world. Because if she is that disrespectful to a bitch, like, she would be, like, way disrespectful, just spitting and slobbering all over.
Wait, hold on. I got to think about that.
What you mean you got to think about? Look at her mouth. Look at her mouth, man. She from Rhode Island or whatever, man. I don't know how them chicks do up there, but she look like she got some crazy head game. She always looks mad. She was
at Do or Die. She was good. Like, she didn't look pissed off then.
I'd still fuck.
She wasn't in battle mode that day, though. That's the thing. She was in battle mode.
She could be in battle mode. We fuck. Bitch, I will rebuttal your pussy and bust on your motherfucking face. Rebuttal that.
Damn. That was a smooth statement. That was a smooth statement.
That's what she said. But anyway, I hit that bitch with a scheme while I'm fucking her. I hit her with a scheme while I'm fucking her. Bitch, we can battle while I'm fucking you. 3-0 your ass every round.
It's definitely a couple girls in the ring that's on the list. She's like the fourth girl I'd fuck in the Queen of the Ring.
The fourth one.
Hey, Crush is like Team Thirsty. Crush is Team Thirsty. I don't think there's anybody that you won't fuck.
Yes, I'm Team Thirsty. So what? So what?
Hey, he's like the only nigga in that team.
Hey, Crush.
No, it's
Crush.
A lot of people in Team Thirsty.
Crush probably will fuck Norma Bates.
Nah, I have limits. That is the limit.
Oh, who's right, your Coco limit? Official?
Coco.
Gosh. Oh, man. Bitch with the field goal gap.
I like gaps, though. That's the thing. I like gaps.
For what?
Don't judge me. I like to be gaps. Yes, I don't know. It's just weird. It's weird. I never knew why, but I love a chick with a gap.
That's why. I mean, for me, a chick with a gap means I can bust through her teeth. You know what I'm saying? That's just an easy hole to just bust through. But for you, you know, I don't know what your fucking fetish is, but I don't really like girls with gaps. This shit really don't work out all like that.
I love girls with gaps. I don't know why, but I just do.
You just love girls,
one,
period.
Very much true. Very much true.
This nigga's... You gonna start saying you love girls with bald heads? Go ahead and say it. You love girls with bald heads.
That girl Nia Lee off of Love and Hip Hop.
She can get it.
She can get it.
Hey, can Whoopi Goldberg get it too?
Hell no.
You gonna hit her in her sister act uniform?
I would go all the way to hell. But you know what? I don't even know if I want to bring them on now, because we got two females that are no strangers to the show.
Oh shit!
On a line
have
right
I been
now.
Talking about them? Oh fuck! Good thing I'm not.
No, you haven't been talking about them. You don't know.
Oh okay.
But I do.
Okay.
I do.
I'm
a
shut
and
the fuck up
because
I
want
to get roasted.
Me flame and dope. Know these two. I don't know if I even want to bring them on now. Now
what,
that
females
she,
actually
they
know you?
See us
what?
Being niggas. But fuck it. I gotta get on my gentleman shit, because since they're going to be on the line, I can't
get the fuck out of here.
They
ain't even on the goddamn line. You talking about thirst trap activated.
Exactly. It's really like that. But you know what? I'm going to just bring both of them on the line. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, chosen all fucking ages, consenting adults, badass adolescents, Carter Blue, and Miss Chocolate.
Hi, fellas.
Hi, y'all.
Hey, hey.
Hi.
I just want to let homeboy know. Miss Chocolate has a gap, and I suck a mean dick, so I don't know what's your problem and who you've been fucking with gaps.
Oh, my God. I love Chuck. Oh, my God, I love Chuck.
Don DeMarco.
Bang, bang, bang.
Bang, bang. Face first.
I'll let you know. Currently, just wanted to let you know. So,
I mean,
we heard it so long. I heard that. I had to give my comments, but I got to finish my shower. Y'all took forever to bring me on the line. So I'm currently standing in the middle of the shower while listening to the show.
Ooh,
I love y'all, but I had to let homeboy know about that whole gap situation. Women with gaps do the best dick sucking.
Hey, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing. I'm in the shower.
Hey, take
a picture. Oh, my God, I love Chuck. I love Chuck. She is naked in the shower listening to
me. Hey, what is your Twitter? What is your Twitter? I'm about to add you. I'm about to follow you right now.
My Twitter is my business Twitter,
you know,
so you
Instagram
can't follow me on Twitter,
now.
But you can check me out on Facebook.
What's your name on Facebook?
Crush, tag me in the status. He won't be able to search me.
Oh, I can search you, though.
No, you won't be able to search me. No one gets to search me.
Oh, damn, that's kind of fucked up. All right, well, that's cool. I'm gonna get
Josh,
you, though.
Josh,
you know,
can I search you?
Crush, tag me in the status, and then you can find me that way.
Can I search you, Josh?
What?
I said you put me in my place and you naked. That's the kind of woman I like right there.
Hey,
Crush, bitch, shut the fuck up. You ruining it. Crush, stop talking. You ruining it. Stop.
I just told you I gotta go. I'm trying to finish my Paris Hilton experience in the shower.
Oh, okay. Tell me about it when you get out.
I got y'all. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Doug.
Crush, why the fuck did you not put her on earlier? What the fuck is wrong with you?
I didn't know she was naked in the shower.
Nigga, we sitting here talking about niggas writing gay-ass bars. She could have been on. I could have had... God dang, you be ruining shit. And she told me she's she suck a mean ass dick. You fucking up the fucking game. Why do you have them not calling into the show? I ain't got a problem with none of the niggas on here, but you need to have them call in like early. They need to be hosting the show. She took the time to tell me that she sucks a mean ass dick. I want that girl right fucking now.
Doc is definitely
man. Tag her, tag
no,
my name
fuck
and her.
That. I'm blocking. Nothing. Fuck that. I'm blocking.
Oh,
that
you.
You call
why,
me a cop. I don't care. Todd is mine.
She don't like you, nigga. You ain't gonna get a chance to hit. What the fuck? Get the fuck out of here with that shit. Pass that shit over here. Oh, he's trying to rebuttal shit. Stop.
She loves me.
Damn.
Damn.
Damn. Why you want some god fucking shit? If that was
me,
I'd put
you
on.
We have another beautiful, sexy girl that's on the line too.
Okay. All right.
She can talk too.
She told you that, or you just making that assumption?
Miss Carter,
like going with no parts.
Man, this nigga crushed.
Oh, see Bizzle? See Bizzle? She gets it down like that?
Yeah. See, she's on the line. I don't know. She needs to talk. Say something.
Okay. She's probably choking one of her kids. She don't want no witnesses. She's probably choking one of her kids.
True.
Damn.
She probably definitely shit real. Shit real in the battlefield. But you know what? We're gonna get back in. We're gonna get to a quick music break, and then we're gonna come back and discuss all these battles. So,
nigga, fuck discussing the battles. We need to discuss these women. I'm done discussing battles and shit. I want to discuss some women. What the fuck is this nigga talk about? I'm tired of discussing battles with motherfucking niggas. We do that shit every fucking day. That's what Twitter, Facebook, and all that other shit for. Man, get some of these females on the line. I'm trying to hear. You got girls calling the fucking show naked as shit, about to take a shower. What the? That's entertainment right there. You need more of that. You need more of that. That's the kind of shit that's gonna save battle rap. Not really.
Hey, shut up, Bonnie. You need to call in. Stop spectating.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said it.
Yeah. And Jada. Jada, you need to call in too, because
you
hopefully you're listening
right
after I tweeted you. Yeah.
Hey, she play
Bonnie,
her music and
Bonnie,
she still ain't calling
you
to the show.
Definitely. Bonnie, ooh, you definitely, because you got regular play on here. You get played every week.
Not if Math got something to say about it.
Pop a chunk on that nigga.
Don't make Math call up here. Don't make Math call up here, because he will find you. He found Louis the 13th and made him apologize on camera.
Oh, he ain't got my bill.
Yeah,
I'm not Dot Mob.
You said you a Dot Mob fan. What?
Shadowy and Dot Mob are two different things.
Complete opposite. That's
I know. I'm fucking with Crush. I'm fucking with Crush.
I mean, Crush could fit in because they all around the same height.
I think I'm taller than K-Shine.
You ain't taller than the rest.
Yes, I am.
Shayna Ashley is like the tallest nigga in Dot Mob, next to Real Deal.
Really, she is.
Oh, shit, that's deep.
No, I think she is. I think she's the tallest person in Dot Mob.
She made a... I remember one time all them niggas was getting in the car one time. We was out in New York, man. This nigga, Shayna Ashley, made this nigga Rex ride in the back seat. Shit was like the funniest shit ever. Nigga Rex, she couldn't fit in the back seat, so she told Rex to get in the back. That shit was the funniest shit ever, because Mook was like, don't judge us. It ain't what you think. Funniest shit ever.
Damn, that's fucked up. That is so fucked up.
But yeah,
yo,
as soon as we...
When your next battle, though, bro?
Who, me?
Yeah.
December 8th on Block City versus this nigga named B Trills.
Okay. Where's that at?
It's going to be in Newark, Jersey. We're doing the Abbo versus Block City event, so I'm representing Abbo.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's when the Shotgun Shug versus Lotta Zay rematch is going down.
Okay. Oh God.
So I'm definitely gonna be in the building for that. Man, I don't even
know. Keep us posted. Keep us posted. We might come through.
Yeah, we might have to shoot out there.
I mean, shit, yeah. The trailer's already out. It's got the address on there and shit. If y'all niggas want to slide through, shit, I'll make sure I put it on the page and everything so y'all niggas can slide through. It's definitely going to be a great event, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're
going
to
look into
that. Jersey ain't that far from us.
Well, shit,
that's one thing about California. We don't have that kind of shit, man. Like, if niggas battle rap out here, they're like a whole bunch of dead motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the East Coast, man, because y'all can battle rap and shit be cool. Damn, we can't battle rap out here.
They bring a Queen of the Ring out there. Yeah. I think, yeah, they starting the West Coast edition now.
You said Queens, right?
Not Queens.
Kings?
Females.
Females could battle. That's cool. If you have said some King of the Rings out here, be a lot of dead motherfuckers.
Y'all had grind time out there.
Yeah, King of the Dot just did an event out there,
didn't they? Yeah, Battle of the Six. I think that was
Battle
in San Francisco.
Battle of the Bay.
Yeah, I think that was in San Francisco. It wasn't in Oakland, though.
They ain't going to Oakland, nigga. You try to get niggas up in the hood and shit. Everybody battling in the hood.
See, don't be trying to set motherfuckers up. I see your game now.
Y'all can set the shit up around here. Y'all good.
Yeah, all
right. Yeah, nah, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to set nobody up. Hey. Matter of fact, I got my man Chops from the Smoother Dude show. He out here in the Bay Area. He fucking with me. We about to turn the town up. You know what I'm saying? So, you saying it's all good. All you got to do is say, hey, dope, I'm coming to Oakland. I'm like, I got you. No problem.
Yeah.
Unless you're crushed. If you're crushed, I'm going to drop your ass off on 98th.
Hold on, wait. I got to be the one getting set up here.
Cause you
ain't
a crush.
He was a crush, but all blue. Trust me.
Damn.
Just go in the store and get me a soda. EBI, dog. Fucked up out there.
See, this is what I be talking about. I'm most hated nigga in Delaware. Cause I get hated on people outside of Delaware. I'm not locally hated. I'm nationally hated. That's the bad part about me. I'm nationally hated. That's a fucked up thing about it.
I know, you man, you're saying, you know, you got mad love over here, crush. I'm just saying, you're saying, shout to the you know, saying the Napoleon of Delaware. You know, saying my man, crush.
Damn right. I can respect that shit. Napoleon was a general. I run shit. Let it be known.
Yeah, I mean, just Crush got to put some blocks on his feet so he can drive out here, though.
You know what? You got to strap up the booster seat and shit.
You know what? Y'all can go all the way to hell.
Yeah, our girls out here have a height requirement to ride, Crush. Our girls out here have a height requirement to ride.
Damn.
Nigga, I didn't bag some Cali bitches. Let that be known.
On what? Black Planet? What the fuck?
Damn right. Black Planet was my Cali bitches. Exchange.
They go on eHarmony, Christian Mingle, and all them other shits.
He said Christian Mingle. Oh, shit. They be going ratchet on there, though. Shout out to the fucking Eden. How do you know?
I know Christian.
How do you know they get ratchet on Christian Mingle? Don't.
Because Christian gets ratchet, period. Like, that's no surprise.
No surprise. You name me one. We all been to church. The most ratchetest, nastiest bitch you know go to church every Sunday.
And sing in the choir.
She's sucking the deacon, the pastor, the ushers.
The little nigga that played the drums.
Oh,
it's always
yeah,
a young nigga
the
on the drums, though. It's always a young nigga on the drums.
Always.
He done fucked him, too.
You saying? And Chris is going to hell because I know he done got something on the church grounds. You going to hell.
No. No. I have never did that.
Chris, you don't, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? God,
I never did that in the Lord's house.
Oh, so you was on the stoop? You was on the sidewalk? What were you doing?
Okay, see what happened was? It was a Bible camp.
Bible camp?
Yeah, don't judge me.
One time at Bible camp?
Yeah,
wow.
One time at Bible camp. See, but yeah, we're not gonna talk about that because that already sealed my ticket in hell. And what was I like? Seven?
You gonna have to share that shit, bro.
Yeah, the thirsty struggle continues. The thirsty struggle continues.
No, it wasn't thirsty. This was before my thirsty day. This was before my thirsty days. Where it was a time in my life where I didn't really do shit. It like my dumbness, like I'm like really naive to shit. So it takes me months to even know that a bitch like me. Like it's really bad. Yeah, it's bad.
That's not slow.
Like,
that's
motherfuckers
retarded,
that got, like but it's great for me because when I don't know, I can talk my shit. Like if I don't know a chick like me, I can talk my shit to her forever. Like I can just, but once I think oh shit, she might like me, my shit will, like my game will just shut completely down.
That's backwards like a motherfucker.
I know, but Slim, you have to,
you
have
already
seen.
Got her in your hand.
Slim,
I
have told
to talk
you
shit
about,
is when you know they like you.
I know, but
shit.
But after that point, I was like, okay, what do I do? Like, at that point, I'm thinking, okay, what do I do now? Like, I'm that dumb. See, this is how I think. Like, once I get a chick number, I kind of, like, got her. She's mine. She might as well just name her, change her Instagram name to Lady Crush after I get a number because my talk game is impeccable. But once I know, but
what?
I cannot approach a chick to this day. Like, everybody who knows me knows I cannot approach a chick. The girls that I have got pretty much approached me, and which I'm not mad at because I done had some badass bitches in my life. Yes, I have. So they came to me.
Yeah, but the thing
and
is that if you got impeccable talk skills, why the hell would you not approach them?
But, yeah. I don't know. That's the thing. I have no clue why I cannot just start a conversation. But this was the days before that, like, before I knew I had this problem. I would just, like, my aunt had her own, was heavy in the church at this time. And I think she had her own camp. It was a summer camp for kids, of course, and at a church. Now, we learned about the Lord, Bible studies, all that good Well, I was really about to say good-ish and Bible in the
same
thing. I already know I'm going to hell, but Satan is making my wink, like, right now as this conversation goes on. He is, like, personally building my wink of hell. He is adding my addition on as we speak. So, yeah. So I might as well get this over with. So let me just join there. What was her name? Give me a second.
Wow, you really trying to remember her name? It's not even her name's not even important.
Okay. Well, she was a friend of my cousin and everything. So I'm doing my regular old bullshit.
Hold on.
Fucking
wait,
around.
Wait,
doing me.
Wait, nigga. Back that up real quick. She was what?
She was a friend of my cousin.
Oh, okay. It sounded like you said she was one of your cousins. I was going to say, hold up, nigga.
What the hell? You don't go past that like you ain't just say that shit. Like,
she was a friend of my cousin. Now,
okay, all right. All right, dude.
So I'm doing my regular old bullshit, writing my poetry at this time. Yes, I wrote poetry, so the fuck what? I'm one of the illest spitters out there, so, yeah, that's where it came from. Anyway, I'm just writing one day and everything. I'm doing my very little two-step. So my cousin's like, Joe, you know so-and-so like you. I'm like, no, she doesn't. She's like, yes, she does. I was like, well, prove it. My cousin leaves. Homegirl comes back. She's like, so why don't you believe I like you? I was like, because you never say nothing to me. She's like, well, how do I prove it? I was like, I don't know. So she's like, how about I do this and kiss me? I was like, well, that would be a good way. Yeah. That's my one time my Bible camp story. And yeah, it's another part to that story, but I don't, like, this is really going to make me go to hell if I really tell this part.
I mean, if you're already going to hell, why would you just say that?
I'm trying to make it to heaven, okay? I'm trying to see Jesus.
Nigga, your mansion is hell is right next door to mine, so you might as well just accept that shit. All
right, well, that's the first time I fingered pussy.
What? Did you just edit yourself?
That's the first time I fingered pussy. And Bible camp.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. You gotta look at it like this. It was Bible camp. That's why battle rappers battling and like don't flop. If it ain't on URL, it don't count.
Yo, that's the most disrespectful shit I ever heard in my life.
That's what they say, right? So you can use that excuse for, like, it wasn't at church. It don't count. It was practice. We was at practice for church. I could fuck up at practice.
Yeah. I finagled that thing, like, right in the sound room. Yeah, sound room at the church. Oh, God, I'm going to hell. I hope this ain't the show that my mama decides to listen to. If so, I'm about to get that call in a minute.
She went, did you pass the crackers with that hand? Nasty motherfucker, you.
Don't judge me, Sling. You haven't even been here the whole show. You're not allowed to judge.
Nigga was passing the wine and crackers and shit with the fucking pussy finger and shit.
You know what? I really wish I could remember her name because I probably could find her on the book. I really wish I could remember that girl's name.
Yo, where the fuck everybody at? Why you niggas so quiet?
Well, Dallas had to step off. For a second, I think he's calling in the 15 minutes of fame to talk shit to Nails and do his Beasley impression.
Niggas.
Nah, he hit me on Facebook. I don't know where the fuck Dope at, but the hell with that nigga. He ain't shit anyway. Unless I need to go to the bay, and that's my nigga. Shout out to him for if I have to go to the bay. But right now, fuck everything he's saying for. Yeah.
He said somebody. Don't judge me. Somebody for some sunflower seeds and shit. Said he sent somebody up, sent them to the store for some sunflower seeds and shit.
That's how bay niggas do. That's how niggas in the bay do. That nigga's in the store for sunflower seeds. Next thing they know, pop, 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 pop. Bang, bang.
Face first.
Son, the mark of. Yeah.
And what the fuck happened to Carter?
I don't know what the fuck happened to Carter. Carter is on my shit list right now. And she knows it. Carter's definitely on my shit list right now, and I'm going to tell her about herself. But chocolate, oh, my God, I fucking love chocolate. I fucking love chocolate. And I don't care. I'll be a cop blocking thirsty ass nigga for chocolate. That's how I feel. Don't judge me. It's real shit. Don't judge me.
I ain't see nothing.
But you're thinking it, motherfucker. You're thinking it.
I didn't see shit.
Anyway, let's get into a song right quick and everything. This is for all. Let me figure out how to phrase this. This is for all the females that I love and adore and everything. And this all the females that I love and adore. And one of them just came back and everything, Chocolate. She just came back. This is for all the females that I love and adore. This song is dedicated to y'all.
She's not back to come with it. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go deep in that when she talks back. Don't fresh to death for my fitted. She's not back to come with it.
Let it go, screams and screams, ripping the sheets. My stroke is so elite, I'm so deep, but she don't retreat, cause the best is what she treat. Where her clothes at, who knows? Never mind, let's go. Be a good girl for the show. Face the camera, lick your lips and pose.
Fresh death for my fitted. She snap back to come with it. She snap back to come with it. She snap back to come with it. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go deep in that when she talks back. Don't fresh to death for my fitted.
So they fucking with a monster when she stepping to me. It's steady, long stroke in the building, looking for a little freak. Dreaded with the fitted, she fat me the digits. So when I hit it, I'm licking the pussy until she start creaming and dripping. Tipping, looking for the stick and I'm picking her up. Party hoe, she slowly bowing till my dick is swollen up. I give a pipe like a life is being sliced by a butch and I dick a throw like I'm trying to break her windpipe. She like the gagger, freaky ass and baby girl. Get away, licking on my just while I'm molesting her breast. She's on the glazed over morning, let me know that. This pussy got owned it up in a sexual moment. Bubble bouncer pumping on that ass like I'm trying to split it. Flip a body like a pancake when I hit it. She see a nigga in her dream, guillotine a monster. Fucking the devil called fuck, cause I be the problem.
She snap back to come with it. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go get her. And I'ma go deep in that when she talks back. Don't fret to death for my fitted. She snap back to come with it.
That's pretty much how I sum it up. To all the beautiful women that I love and adore, yeah, that's for y'all. But Flame.
Yeah.
How do you deal with me? How do you deal with the madness that I do?
Either I'll pay you no mind.
I got you that. Well, let's get into these battles right quick. We're going to start off with the one that just dropped today. Danger Zone and Mickey Fax.
Oh, wait, what? What'd you say? I was asleep for watching this battle from earlier. What'd you say?
Oh, my God. Me and Flame watched this battle earlier today. And, yeah. Danger Zone won his first. Danger Zone won his first line. He won his first line. Why I say that? Because Mickey Fax did not say a motherfucking thing. Impressive. Like, it was like, really? It was 16 minutes of just talking. Like, nigga, say, like, what? Like, it was just like, and niggas in the crowd, ooh, ooh. Nigga, what are y'all owing for? Shit was whack. Like, that shit was blue. That shit was whack. That shit was garbage.
That was getting frustrated as hell watching that fucking battle.
Oh, my God, that pissed me off. That whole battle pissed me off.
Yeah, they could have saved that shit. And the shit that pissed me off is because this nigga Mickey Fax, man, like, I won't say he talks shit, but he talked real, real highly of himself. Like, he, like, a fucking battle rap guru and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you hear his name all the fucking time, so you know he in the mix and shit, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, his battle dropped, and, like, that, like, come on, man. You need to humble yourself real, real quick. Because that shit right
talking
there,
about,
man.
I've been battling 7 years. I can see why.
Yeah, that shit right there. Like, I don't know, man. The niggas had the nerve to put his name up there with Lux. Like, he would have a chance with Lux. Like, are you crazy? Are you out your mind? That shit right there. Now you gotta knock him too hard because, you know, this is his first battle back. You know what I'm saying? Like, his style isn't whack. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I fuck with his style. But he just wasn't saying shit. You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't saying shit at all.
Nothing.
And, like, you know how people say how Chilla got, like, the drawn-out schemes? But at least, like, when he finished the scheme, it would be something that makes you be like, damn. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? You'd be like, damn, like, that shit was crazy. This nigga has drawn-out schemes, but it'd just be drawn out.
Nothing
there. Like, it don't hit. Yeah. He's like, oh,
it was just drawn out to be drawn out.
Yeah. Then he goes to something else.
Like, nigga, was there a point? Like, really, was there a point?
And then
like,
just,
really,
it was,
like,
just
what was
so
the, like, really,
like,
what was the point
like,
of
real,
all that? Like,
yeah. I was up there. I don't like that battle at all. I ain't fuck with that battle.
That shit was garbage.
Yeah, I ain't fuck with that.
Say what you want, but that shit was garbage.
Yeah.
Can I say it again? I think I will. That shit was garbage.
I hope he got the rust out of the system and shit. You know what I mean? Maybe next battle, you know what I mean? He do something. He'll step up. That shit right there, whatever. Whatever. It is what it is. I'm sure somebody be like, oh, well, he said this, he said that. But that shit ain't here for me. I don't know about anybody else. I know that shit ain't here for me. I was ready to throw my fucking stuff out the window of my apartment and shit. That shit right there was horrible. So,
Maple
lost. Fuck it. I don't care. He lost, and Danger Zone lost for them boots he wore to the PGs. Fuck it.
Don't talk about his boots. Don't talk about it.
Man. Fuck them instant boots.
Next, hold up, shut up, next.
Motherfucker, look like you walk in water and no motherfuckers crack open and shit. Motherfucker, turn on the heat on the car and shit. Motherfucker, start smelling like wood chips. Stop. Yo, remember, like, all the basements black people had back in, like, the 80s and shit? They had, like, the wood vinyl and shit. That's what those motherfucking boots look like and shit. Like, he just snapped the fucking vinyl off the wall and put them shits together. You lost for that shit, man. You lost every battle the rest of the year for them boots. All right. Next battle.
But yeah. Next up, B-Magic versus DNA. B-Motherfucking Magic. I say B-Magic 1-3-0. Sling says it's 2-1. We both say B-Magic 1. He 3-0'd DNA. You saying it's 2-1.
Yeah, I get DNA.
Why you saying it's 2-1? Why are you saying it's 2-1?
I think he had a nice rebuttal drawn in the second. I think.
Nah.
You know what I like? I like the his new little slogan drawn he did. He wasn't
like
ready joint.
I like the new slogan. I fuck with the new slogan.
He just showed off more in the second. You know what I'm saying? I give him that shit.
I don't think he won. He showed off more, but I don't think he won. That's just me. All right. And shit. So we saying B-Magic. B-Magic won. I say 3-0. Blink says 2-1. And yeah. Can't even find my belt. Oh, there it is. Last battle and everything. This has been a slow weekend battle. But last battle, this was supposed to be on the battles last week, but we had technical difficulties, so we couldn't bring the show to y'all last week. So sorry, we apologize for that and everything. Oh, no, we have two more battles. They both came out of King of the Dot. First battle, Disaster versus A-Verb. I say A-Verb got that 3-0. What you say?
Yeah, 3-0. Yeah,
Disaster is just like...
Disaster is pissed off when Averb starts talking about his people.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about his dad.
Yo, he got in his bag. But yeah, 3-0. Not like, throw your body. I think that's
Disaster body. Need to fucking quit.
Really, he does.
He needs to quit. Or he needs to write or something. Like, I don't know what the hell he's doing, man.
He need a ghost. Did you say he need a ghostwriter?
There's no way he say that. I say he need to write. He need to sit down and write, like, all that off-the-top shit. Like,
I
that
say
shit
he need a ghostwriter. I think he need a ghostwriter. That's fucked up. That's fucked up to say, but fuck it. Somebody need to write for him.
He ain't writing for himself.
A lot of people.
I wouldn't be surprised if Looney Devine wrote for him.
Okay, we ended it right there. Shut up. We ending that right there. Anyway.
Huh?
We ending that right there because that you about to get disrespectful.
Shut up, Blaine.
We are not talking about Looney. Shout out to Looney. She actually won. No, Looney actually won her battle.
Yeah. It worked for her.
Exactly.
It ain't worked for him.
So, leave her alone. Leave Looney alone.
I ain't say nothing wrong with her. I just think she made for Disaster.
Last battle, Illmatic versus Big K. I say Illmatic 2-1. I say Illmatic
2-1. I got Big K 2-1.
What round did you give him?
I gave Mac the third.
You gave Mac the third? I gave Mac the third and... second. second round was tough, but I feel like edging him in that.
No, I don't think Mac was really giving him no type of real hard punches. And DK was real consistent with all his tricks. He was really punching the shit out of him. The only thing I like about DK is, like, he ain't really versatile at all. Like, if you see one of his battles, you've seen all of them. Like, it's all the same shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same.
BK is easily going to be, like, easily forgotten. I think he is. Because he doesn't, like, evolve.
Mm-hmm. He's just like a white version of Suge. That's all it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't they battle?
I don't know if they battled. I think they were supposed to. I don't know if Suge didn't show up or backed out or some shit. I don't remember what happened. I don't know if the battle ever happened or not.
But I say Ilmac 2-1 flings as BK 2-1. Alright, I'm getting back to the sex appeal. Hi, Chuck. Hi, Chuck.
Hi.
What's up?
I'm out of the shower now.
I'm still thinking about you in it.
I'm having withdrawals. I didn't go on my show on Monday night, so I guess I had to bring it to Thursday night. I lotioned up too. Maybe next time one of you guys can come lotion my back.
Go ahead, Crush.
Y'all on the field, man?
Everybody
got
a
song
in? What's wrong? Is that what it is? The kitty cat got y'all too? Nah, everybody left. I think everybody left because they yeah. We didn't have more of what you brought. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know, you probably ain't never had nobody call in live from the shower, huh?
Nah, but I love it, though. I definitely love it, though.
So y'all waiting on the Instagram video.
Don't get that good. Y'all can hit that PayPal. I'm about to get you that video to your private inbox.
Hey. That worked. That worked for me.
Basically.
Oh, God, I'm going to Minnesota. I'm going to Minnesota.
Let me get a link for it. I'm going to get a link. You can hit your girl, Miss Chocolate, up at MissChocolate86@gmail.com if you want to hit that PayPal. Got some services you want requested. I can help out. Other than that, catch me on Monday night, Sex After Dark, next to Blow Radio, 718-664-9115, 10 p.m. to midnight Central Standard Time. Y'all check me out.
Yeah, and the nigga Crush about the leave Delaware and move to Minnesota. Yeah.
Bro. Come on, I'll keep you warm.
Oh, my God, I love that. Make the water splash.
I hope you don't mind if I steal really you away.
Flame don't care. Flame want me gone.
Hi, Flame.
No, I'm gonna tell. No, you know what? I'm gonna tell the people about this bastard. First of all, I am one of the most hardworking people around, and I've been trying to get a promotion at Shadow Week. I want to be an underboss. Me personally, I think I deserve it. But every time I bring up the conversation, this nigga
hold on, earthquake. Yeah, hold on.
See,
hold on. Niggas is shooting outside. Hold on.
This the shit he do.
What'd you say, Crush?
So I'm about to leave Shadowy. I'm about to, me, personally, I'm about to leave Shadowy. Because I'm sick of this treatment.
Yo, man, Mother Nature works in a funny way.
You can go to hell all the way. You can all the way go to hell.
I've been there before. It's not that bad.
Anyway. I'm also glad Chuck. But, Chuck, were you here for my Bible story, Bible camp story? Or where are you going?
For what?
Did you hear my Bible camp story?
No, I didn't.
Okay, good. I think you would look at me in a whole different way.
Oh, Lord.
Because I think you know I'm a sex-crazed heathen. But, yeah, it gets worse. I'll probably tell you if you promise not to ever judge me about it.
Okay.
Promise?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll tell you later. But you know what? Matter of fact, I think I want to tell you now. So it's about that time. Swing, go ahead and do your bullshit. Yeah, it's that time.
Yo, fuck you, nigga.
Go ahead and do your bullshit.
Fuck you, nigga. Fuck you, nigga.
Anyway, whatever.
Yo, what
yo, we hitting the booth tomorrow. We hitting the booth tomorrow. What's up? What's the deal? We in the booth tomorrow. Well,
hey,
today.
I don't know.
No, it's this. You were supposed to figure that out. I was hoping you would know right now so I can know if what the fuck I'm doing tomorrow. Because you know, I don't like to wake up early on weekends. I like to watch
nigga,
more
I
cartoons
tomorrow,
and then go to fuck to sleep. I know, but you
I'll
know I like
tomorrow,
to watch
bro,
more cartoons than go back to fuck to sleep.
That's a damn shame. That's why you don't get no promotions, nigga.
Wow.
Too busy watching Thundercats and shit.
Hey, Thundercats is the shit, okay?
Anyway,
Thundercats and Ninja Turtles all day.
On Twitter and Instagram, at TheRealOFlame, YouTube.com/OFlame, ReverbNation.com/OFlame. Facebook, O'Flame fan page, Shadowy, all that shit, man. Just Google The Real O'Flame. Y'all find me. Holla at me. Production, videos, photography, all the good shit, man. We do it all. I don't give a fuck if it's a fucking kid's birthday party or you trying to shoot a fucking porno. If you got the cake, we'll make that shit look great. Bottom line.
I like that. You got the cake, we'll make that shit look great. Two thumbs up on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, y'all know what it is. Y'all can and also follow us on follow the show on Twitter, the show NTD. Follow us on Facebook and YouTube, the show NTD. You can see on the YouTube page, you can see all the interviews that we did at the Proving Ground event. We got Tay Rocks up right now. We're going to probably get into Miss Hustle. We're probably going to get into Jazz next. Then we're going to have Miss Hustle, Dallas Cash. All them interviews are coming like real soon. So, yeah, subscribe to our YouTube channel, YouTube.com/theshowNTB. Yeah, y'all know what it is. And y'all know me. It's Mr. Everything, the Cold War Chiller, Shadowy, Gorilla Crush, the Catalyst. You can see me with the baddest chick, Chocolate. I'm going to get shit for the shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Mr. In the Groove, so fucking smooth for Chocolate. Be aware I'm the most hated nigga in Delaware because I'm rocking with the show. It's next up, love. Let go. And y'all know my parting words. You can't love nobody unless you love yourself. So cherish yourself every day because you never know when you're going to be gone. Y'all can find me everywhere. Facebook, Twitter, Reverb Nation, Uvu, Skype, only females if you bout that life. CRUSHDACACALYST. Y'all know what it is. And it's time. Flame, it's still time to shoot this fucking video. I don't know how many times I'm going to have this discussion with you. Shit.
Yo, every time you try to shoot the fucking video, it's like an earthquake or some shit. We can't shoot the fucking video in an earthquake, nigga. I don't got a steady cam. Shit going to be mad shaky. This shit going to be mad shaky. Niggas ain't going to be able to see what the fuck's going on. I was gonna shoot a fucking video when the fucking moving and the fucking wind is blowing like a fucking typhoon and shit, and hurricanes and all types of shit. Got tree branches and swinging and nigga, you know you're short and little, you're gonna blow the fuck away. I don't got a short spot on you, nigga.
First of all, every time we try to shoot this video, it's earthquakes and typhoons and all that shit because that's the power of Shadow E, nigga.
Well, it's just not going to work out. It's a conflict of interest. It's just, I don't know. We can't do that. Like, I mean, one day, you know what I'm saying?
You know what? That's where I'm going. That's why I'm leaving Shadow E. That's why I'm leaving Shadow E, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, I am officially resigning from Shadow E.
You ain't going nowhere. Play the fucking song.
I am officially resigning from Shadow E.
Play the fucking song, nigga.
He ain't shit. This bastard. You can go all the way to hell. Shit. Y'all know what it is. Crush the Catalyst featuring O'Flame. It's time.
Back burner, now it's showtime. Word around town, crush got that ill will. Come like Tim Jack, yeah, nigga, it's time to kill. Oh, hey, okay, all my Usher shit is my way, my way. Take my shit back like OJ, OJ. Be calm, don't respond, cause this boy is worse than Vietnam with that nigga. Okay, I'm back in the building, feeling so comfortable. Trending topic, you know, like a Twitter blast. And since Nick's a blow, I've been showing my ass. And now we back on deck, be heading the so-called best. CW, Shadow, we start signing our check. Back in my baggy boy, y'all niggas is baggy boy. Cold war to the death, that's fire like Maggie boy. It's time, it's time.
Y'all niggas is baggy boy, cold war to the death.